He's not bluffing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Russian leader Vladimir Putin warns after hinting he could use nuclear weapons in Ukraine, as he also calls on more Russians to join the fight.
I think it is necessary to support the proposal of the Ministry of Defense and the General Staff to conduct a partial mobilization in Russia.
After a Ukrainian counteroffensive drove his troops back out of areas they'd taken control of in the invasion. Now, next hour, President Biden will address the United Nations General Assembly. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the UN in New York says he was expected to focus a lot on
food insecurity as a result of Russia's war in Ukraine, but Putin's threat to use nuclear weapons and his call-up of the country's 300,000 reserve troops has really sent a chill. And that partial mobilization would be the first of its kind since World War II. And according to reports, one-way flights out of the country to other countries that allow Russian citizens to enter without a visa have been selling out fast. And Russia's parliament's hastily making some legal changes that would essentially make it a crime to dodge the draft.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky also expected to address the UN today. Hurricane Fiona is taking its fury north and east, so it's forecast to miss the U.S. after hammering some Caribbean islands like Puerto Rico, where there was deadly damage and flooding. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez is there.
As we've driven town to town, we have come across families who are trapped in their homes, unable to leave, impassable roads in and out of their communities.
Most of Puerto Rico still without power or water service. The Federal Reserve keeps trying to save us money fighting inflation, but that is going to make it costlier to get loans and use credit cards.
The central bank is expected to approve its third consecutive interest rate increase of 0.75%. The Fed has raised its benchmark federal funds rate at its past four meetings.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The price of gas is up this morning for the first time in 14 weeks after dropping every day from the $5 a gallon record high. AAA's average now for regular around $3.68. America's listening to Fox News.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution, DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more, all for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic.
Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics and join the Align Healthy Gut team up. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at AlignProbiotics.com.
We're expecting an announcement later this morning from New York Attorney General Letitia James. A source tells Fox News it is Trump-related. She's already been investigating the former president over his business dealings. Now his legal team had a contentious first meeting yesterday with the special master that Trump had asked for to review the material the FBI seized from his Florida home.
Judge Raymond Deary made efforts in the hearing to learn if lawyers for former President Trump could prove the documents were properly declassified. The former president has insisted he did so. His attorneys, however, have not claimed that in any legal filing. The DOJ has said this process is leading to delays in its investigation of papers marked top secret or classified that weren't securely stored at Mar-a-Lago. Judge Deary must discern if those materials contain privileged information. He has until the end of November to complete his review. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Fans of the comic strip Dilbert may not see it in their paper anymore.
Dilbert writer and illustrator Scott Adams told Fox News Lee Enterprises stopped printing the comic strip this week. The media company owns nearly 100 newspapers throughout the country. Dilbert pokes fun at office culture and has been one of the most popular strips for many years. Recently, Adams mixed in references to environmental, social, and governance issues and a new character named Dave, who is black but identifies as white. Adams said some newspapers voiced concerns after receiving complaints about the content, but he was not sure if that had anything to do with the comic being pulled. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Something else being canceled? The Middletown High School football season in Pennsylvania, and a hazing allegation. 10 students are now facing charges, including attempted sexual assault. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Champaign County Crime Stoppers asking the public for assistance in tracking down a pair of thieves. Crime happened August 16th in Champaign's Walmart at Prospect Avenue. They say two men walked into the store, stole over $500 worth of merchandise, concealing the stolen items in a tote and leaving without paying. Around 100 teachers and community members joined together to help voice concerns Muhammad educators are experiencing. Teachers, they're hoping the Board of Education can come to an agreement with their needs. If not, they'll continue talking things further, which will potentially result in a strike affecting over 3,000 students. During the CU Bike Month this September, Bike and Illinois hosted two events, Bike to Work Day September 13th and Light the Night September 15th. Bike to Work Day is an annual educational event encouraging bicyclists to engage with one another on campus. Bike and Illinois provides cyclists information about road safety and the rules. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
We've got our weather forecast coming up, and it's brought to you by the doctors at Carl, who remind you prostate cancer, you might be at increased risk depending on your family tree. So in order to have early detection and make treatment more effective, if you're 50 and over, you should be talking with your primary care provider about a prostate cancer screening. Learn more at carl.org. I know I'm going to be involved with Developmental Services Center's CU Oktoberfest, and that's coming after 3 in downtown Champaign on Saturday. It looks like we'll have fine fall weather for that event. Greg Solier, our meteorologist.
Absolutely, Diane. Yeah, temperatures probably somewhere into that mid-70s, 75-degree range during the midday or mid-afternoon hours of Saturday, and there's a fair amount of sunshine as well. So, yeah, we'll get a little modest boost on temperatures around here. But the other boot and or hoof's going to drop with a strong cold for the first of 3 over the next 3 to 5 days. This is by far the strongest one with the drop in temperatures here to October-like levels tomorrow evening for football action, Memorial Stadium. Definitely jacket sweater weather, gusty north wind into the first quarter, and probably kickoff temperatures to start the ball game somewhere right around or a hair or north of 60 degrees. And it'll be falling into the 50s during the ball game. But dry weather is expected, so you get the feel of what's coming down the pike here in the next 24 to 36 hours. Again, a little uptick early next week, another couple of cool fronts, but basically dry to come on by the remainder of next week. Beyond that, still signs that we're going to move just beyond the first couple of days of October back into an unusually mild to warm setup for the beginning part of fall. So yeah, 70s come back, maybe even some 80 degree weather as well. Not quite done with this summery feel. Probably done with 90 degree weather. We'll be close to that for a time into the early afternoon, say about 1 to 2 o'clock. And then a cool front comes on by. Matter of fact, a cold front that'll drop temperatures in the afternoon. And some shower activity already seeing so over parts of northwest Indiana, back west towards south of Peoria. Probably will fill in right on top of us and fill in from northwest to southeast late morning and early afternoon. Leftover shower chance this evening, cooler, 55, gusty north wind. Much cooler tomorrow, partly cloudy, 67. Fall clocks in tomorrow evening at 8:04 with a low down to 46. And increasing clouds on Friday, the high up to 65. A few sprinkles of rain late Friday night, early Saturday. Nothing in the afternoon, up to 75 there. Near 75 Sunday, we're back in the 60s, but more dry weather Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Thanks, Greg. With Stevie traveling back from Europe, I've got a chance to visit with some friends of mine in the area. And one of the things I've been focusing on this year is trying to develop my leadership skills and be more bold and an ethical leader. Creating a world that works for everyone with no one left out. This is also the mission for Diane Beintroth. And we have an event coming to East Central Illinois in downtown Champaign at the Hyatt September 30th, October 1st, and October 2nd with Clemmer Associates as a facilitator. What a great job you have, Diane.
It's great work. I have to tell you, Diane, I haven't found anything more rewarding than empowering people to live the best life that they want to live. You know, it's pretty amazing.
And so many people come to like a seminar of sorts, and they have all these baggage and all this negative energy. I mean, how do you deal with, you know, letting people lighten that load and seeing the world in a different way?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is simply just being with people and giving them permission to look at something new for themselves if they want to. I need to understand that I don't have the same history as anybody else on the planet, nor does anybody has mine. We all have challenges in life. And being with the challenges and overcoming the challenges is part of what I believe our practices as human beings. life hands us all kinds of things, and when we know that we're strong enough to handle them, and more than that, that God gives us the strength to persevere in those situations and the guidance to overcome those, then we can have the confidence and the joy in our life that we're really looking for.
Diane Beinschroth here. And when it comes to, you know, trying to navigate that, then it's, if you could keep trying to explain how you came to this.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, I've been a Christian for years and years, since my teenage years. And I came to a place in my life where I was struggling with some family, personal situations in my family. So I took a year off of work, and during that time, I met somebody who invited me to what they called a personal mastery seminar, and I wanted to do that to help my business because I was in a home-based business, and I was working to do that from home. I went to this seminar, and I gained so much value, not just for my business in terms of creating a wealth and in terms of empowering other people, but I really got to see me from the perspective that God saw me. And I really, for the first time, grabbed onto my faith in an enormous way. And these courses gave me the opportunity to give myself permission to draw closer to God. And as I took more of these classes, I realized that everything in these classes paralleled biblical truth and biblical principles. And so that's how I came into taking these classes with Clemmer, these leadership development classes. And it was just so great for me. I mean, I created huge results in my family. I had more abundance and joy in my life. I could be more authentic. And to me, there was just no reason not to offer this to everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're so happy that this is coming to our area September 30th through October 2nd. And it's happening at the Hyatt Place in downtown Champaign at 217 North Neal Street. And if someone wants to get involved and you're thinking to yourself, yeah, this might be a good fit for me, you can text in DD for Diane Ducey at 217-359-2255. And I'll send you a little video. I was so happy to see you a part of this, Diane. Let's talk about kind of summing up the quickening so that people can get involved.
Yes, absolutely. The quickening is a three-day seminar, and it's an opportunity to discover what holds you back and what moves you forward as a human being. It was specifically designed for the Christian community. It's open to people of all faiths. You don't have to have any background in knowing the Bible. We don't debate church doctrine. It's really about exploring those biblical principles that we believe is going to empower you to embrace more confidence, joy, abundance in your life in alignment with those biblical principles. So it's a powerful seminar. We open with prayer. We end with prayer. We will be giving biblical scripture as example so that you can explore those on your own. And I think probably the biggest thing to know is it's an experiential seminar. So when you come, it's less about teaching and more about exploring what subconscious beliefs you may have that you don't know you have. And when you discover those, now you can make some new choices about what you want to do in your life. The Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so it's really about exploring those beliefs at the heart level and where you want to go with those next.
Let's talk about the origins of Clemmer and Associates.
Okay. So Clemmer was founded by Brian Clemmer, who was just a phenomenal man, a dear friend of mine for 14 years. He mentored me. And he did personal growth and leadership development seminars. It was founded in 1995. And since that time, we have done public seminars, corporate seminars. We've worked with governmental agency, healthcare agencies, hospitals, police departments, colleges, all over the world, literally all over the world, in nations around the world. And so that was the origins. Brian Clemmer was also a very strong Christian, and later in his business career, he and I just got together and created the Quickening, and he used to go into churches and do these seminars in the churches. Now, he called them sermons, but they weren't really sermons. They were seminars. And amazing, glorious things took place there. and people took on their lives in powerful and purposeful ways.
I just love it. Thank you so much for talking to us about what Clemmer is offering. Again, the last weekend, the last day of September and coming into October, or you can just feel empowered and really turn your life around if you've got some stuff. I just am so grateful to my experiences with the Personal Mastery and Advanced Leadership Seminar, and plan to go to Heart of the Samurai in San Diego coming up in November myself. Because
oh, that's wonderful.
It's just really made a big difference, and in my take-home pay. I just feel so much more confident in talking with people and understanding them a little better, especially when it comes to the different personalities and that everybody's dealing with something.
Sure. Absolutely.
So I do want to once again leave people with 217-359-2255. Just text in DD for Diane Ducey if you're interested in coming out to play and having fun as you kind of get this spiritual enrichment during the quickening with Clemmer and Associates. And Diane is our facilitator, and it'll happen at the Hyatt in downtown Champaign, September 30th through October 2nd. I just am so grateful for you and taking the time to explain this to folks so maybe they can really turn their lives around and learn these tools and become a better person.
Well, thank you, Diane. It's been an honor to be with you and your audience today. I can't wait to come to Champaign. I'm going to be very excited to be there.
And my friend Terry Lipscomb has been working on something with Mercy's Refuge, Pregnancy Resource Center. In fact, we'll talk about that and the big banquet coming up inside the first few days of October. Terry is a Clemmer gal, me too. And Brandy Pierce is going to be on the radio with us a little later this morning here on ESPN 93.5. I just love hearing how things are coming together. In fact, the Women's Business Network is spotlighting my friend Sarah Moore and her work with things too, with Clemmer and just having that leadership skills and feeling more confident with yourself. When it comes to our sports headlines, I need to get to that since it's at 8:17 here on ESPN 93.5. San Diego beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-0. Miles Michaelis will be on the mound for the contest today. You'll hear at 8:40 here on ESPN 93.5. We had the Cubs over Miami. That final was 2-1. It's a 5:40 start across the hallway here at Stevie J Broadcasting on ESPN 93.5. Again, 5:40 with Marcus Stroman on the mound. And in case you're following, the Chicago White Sox, they ended up losing in 11 innings. Cleveland Guardians on top, 10-7 in that game. The big trending story was Roger Maris's in 61. Of course, Aaron Judge tying Babe Ruth's 60th home run during the season in the Bronx yesterday. And the Yankees won 9-8 yesterday. We've got your forecast coming up shortly. And it's brought to you by the folks at Busey. September is National Preparedness Month, so you need to create awareness for emergencies that can happen at any time and save money in an emergency account. Have access to important documents to start that recovery process quickly and efficiently. If you need more information on how Busey can help, just visit busey.com. Greg Solier is our meteorologist.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for you since we're all in Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Let's enjoy these waning hours of summer-like weather. There'll be a trend towards more October-like weather, commensurate with the start of autumn tomorrow evening. Those north winds will take hold later on tonight and tomorrow. Temperatures and October levels, a little uptick expected over the weekend, and back into a cooler-than-average weather pattern early next week. And outside of maybe some organized rainfall around here for this afternoon and this evening, that'll do it for moisture across our part of the world. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow, very warm to hot and humid, highs up close to 90, but then temperatures slide this afternoon. Maybe a stray shower this morning, a couple of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. They'll move out this evening. North wind low down to 55. Much cooler tomorrow, partly cloudy, 67. We'll bottom out here in the 40s for tomorrow night. Increasing clouds for the day on Friday, the high near 65. Might be a little rain in here Friday night, early Saturday. Otherwise, we're dry for the weekend. Highs back into the 70s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. The Federal Reserve wraps up its meeting today and is expected to raise interest rates another 0.75 percentage point to fight high inflation. Higher rates are making it more expensive to charge something on a credit card, to obtain a mortgage or a car loan, and have a ripple effect on other purchases. The Mortgage Bankers Association says its average for a 30-year fixed rate jumped to 6.25% last week. Applications to refinance a home or purchase a home actually rose. It could be carryover business from Labor Day, or some people may be getting in now because rates are likely going even higher. Italian cafe marketplace chain Eataly is selling a controlling stake in the business to European investment firm Invest Industrial. Eataly wants to pay off debt and open more locations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to theNateEvansGroup.com.
Director of Development and Communication for Developmental Services Center, Jody Harmon. Good morning to you. How you feeling?
Oh, good morning. It's a busy, busy day.
It is. You're getting all the ducks in a row in downtown Champaign as we experience CU Oktoberfest. Is this the ninth time you've done this?
It is the ninth time. We are so excited to be back in person this year.
I'm so glad too. What a great event. It's over by the Orpheum Children's Science Museum, which, and I don't even know if that's there anymore, but that's a good locator for us in downtown Champaign. And you set up the tent, you have some fun polka bands on the perimeter, you've got all kinds of local breweries. I know Triptych and Riggs is definitely involved. I know I'm leaving one out.
Blind Pig,
thank you. Oink, oink. And then, of course, regular domestic beers, but so many great, Oktoberfest-type fall beers to sample and take part in after 3 and before 10 on Saturday night. Ah, Oktoberfest is back, Jody. I'm happy.
Me too. Me too. So excited.
Now, when it comes to the sausages and brats and sauerkraut and all the potatoes, all this stuff, I was an exchange student in Germany, and we've hosted exchange student in Germany, and we love the Christmas market scene. We just love Oktoberfest, and it's great that we've got this kind of a tradition that's come back. Give us more details.
Right. So, this Saturday, you said it, 3 to 10. We do have a kids zone from 3 to 6 p.m., so the whole family can come out and enjoy. Kids zone's going to have fun activities for the kids. You touched on the food. We are so fortunate to have great local food vendors that are willing to prepare some German-style food for us. So we're going to have Smith Burger on board this year, as well as Watson's Shack and Rail. Mm-hmm. And then we cannot forget the pretzels. The pretzels will be provided this year by Martinelli's Market. Their Central Illinois Bakehouse is their other name they go by as well. So we are so excited. Just so excited to have invite the community out to support DSC.
Why is it important to support Developmental Services Center? What do you do?
So we are so happy to be celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. So we have been providing services to children and adults in the community with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So we're creating independence for these individuals, and we really, really could use the support from the community to help us to continue to do that.
Now, as a Tree of Hope family in 2006, our young son Aiden had some challenges. He just wasn't meeting any of the developmental milestones that a kid should have, even from the time when he was a baby. He wasn't rolling over and wasn't, you know, standing up and cruising. He had what we call Soto syndrome, where you have a bigger head, hands, and feet. So he was always kind of awkward. And then to be diagnosed with autism and other developmental delays later in life. But it was so great to have someone like Judy Olam visiting us in our house to help us with productive play so that we could steer young Aiden so that he would be learning and, you know, we would be adjusting the way that we taught him through life and still do today. He's 19 now, Jody. And it's so great how, you know, Developmental Services Center just helped us navigate this path. It's so much for a family when they come into a diagnosis. And the Tree of Hope really kind of puts the spotlight on that once we turn the calendar over to November and go through the end of the year to support that.
Yeah, you're right. Such a wide variety of services and programs that DSC can offer, and they really can help you, just like you mentioned, you know, all the way through young child and then as an adult as well.
Talk about how people can get involved as a business to hire folks with disabilities and maybe take a little certification class to be welcoming to folks with challenges to do, you know, stuff envelopes and do some different kind of menial tasks that maybe they don't want their regular staff to be bogged down with. This is a great job, and it makes a person feel so much more empowered with Developmental Services Center.
Right. We do help a lot of individuals get jobs in the community, whether it's through our employment services program, or we do have job coaches. They help you, an employment specialist. They help you everything from creating your resume to helping you with the interview, then to also helping you maintain your job in the community. We also have the LEAP program that we have a grant funded that we partner with Community Choices, where we can go out to the community and do a training on how to be, not really how to be, but welcome them into being an inclusive employer to hire anyone.
Yes, agreed. And is that Maggie working with people? She's so great.
Yes, she does a wonderful job with our LEAP program. She is just really out there introducing herself to the employers, and she's doing trainings left and right. We have a new directory as well, employment directory, for those that maybe aren't ready for the training yet, but they do want the community to know, hey, we are an inclusive employer, and we would be welcoming to a person with a disability to come and work for us.
Awesome. DSC-Illinois.org for all the details on that. And Jody Harmon to get some raffle tickets as we get in the zone for CU Oktoberfest Saturday. We haven't touched on that yet.
No. We have a $5,000 cash raffle this year. You do not have to be present to win. And tickets are available online right now, one for $10 or three for $25, or we will be selling them at the event as well.
Awesome. You do so much for our community and have such a great team behind you. I'm sure you're always looking to expand the team with your staff too. Again, we can get more details at DSC-Illinois.org on everything Jody Harmon and I discussed here on ESPN 93.5. A nice weekend ahead. Thank you so much for being on and telling us about CU Oktoberfest coming up Saturday the 24th, Jody.
Thank you so much. I do want to just mention that this event would not be possible without our sponsors that underwrite our costs, with all the volunteers that come help, And of course, the community coming out and supporting us. So we really thank everybody for that.
So we'll get some music. We didn't even mention the Polkameisters and some of the great bands. I know my friend Andy Warfel is also on board. The DJ Eric Robeson is so fun to coordinate a lot of those details too. Again, we'll get all the details at dsc-illinois.org. Jody, have a great day.
Prost.
Prost is right.
The CU Oktoberfest is back. Come on out Saturday, September 24th from 3 to 10 p.m. under the big tents in downtown Champaign. Once again, we'll have fantastic German and local beers, delicious German food, and great music from Die Musikmeisters. Bring the kids early for family fun in our children's area. Proceeds from the event benefit DSC. DSC supports people in living a rich and meaningful life. That's the CU Oktoberfest on Saturday, September 24th. For more information and to purchase admission tickets, go to cuoktoberfest.org.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Russian President Vladimir Putin announces the call-up of more military reservists to fight in Ukraine, accuses Western nations of trying to destroy Russia, and suggests the possible use of nuclear weapons.
And those who try to blackmail us with nuclear weapons should know that the prevailing winds can also blow in their direction.
President Biden is expected to focus on Russia's invasion of Ukraine in his address to the United Nations this morning. Hurricane Fiona, the Category 4 storm now, forecast to brush by Bermuda by the end of the week after hitting Turks and Caicos, the Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico so far.
There's still more than 80% of the island of Puerto Rico in the dark this morning. More than 600,000 people remain without running water. Fiona's already claimed the lives of six people between Guadalupe, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Toa Baja, Puerto Rico. A man accused of vandalizing the Washington Monument with red paints in custody in D.C. America's list to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois offering support to Puerto Rico after the territory devastated by Hurricane Fiona. The governor says the state stands in solidarity with citizens in Puerto Rico who are without power and experiencing severe flooding and mudslides. The governor says Illinois will offer any necessary support. This year's state fair making history. Over 636,000 visitors walked through the gates, making it the highest attended fair on record. The grandstand revenue record was also set this year with over $2.3 million generated by nine shows. Next year's Illinois State Fair is set to run August 11th to the 21st. Champaign police investigating a shooting. It took place at about 8 o'clock Friday night. It took place in the 2400 block of West Springfield Avenue. Police say when they arrived, they found a 16-year-old from Champaign with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds to the legs. They're investigating. Anyone with information, contact authorities. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And now we have your forecast, and it's brought to you by Urbana Park District. If it's a lovely fall, crisp Sunday morning, you might want to have a Sunday morning bird walk happening Sundays throughout September and October. This free event, as you meet at the Anita Purvis Nature Center in Urbana at 7:30 a.m., as experts lead hikes through Busey Woods looking for the birds. You can learn how to spot birds and identify them. Learn more at urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Sonoma, Champaign, or Manhattan. Saturday, another very warm, hot, and humid day's worth of weather ahead, at least for a while today. High temperatures up close to 90. Readings will begin to slide, though, over the afternoon with an approaching and then passing cold front that'll generate maybe a stray shower this morning and a couple of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. We see them on the radar to the north and west of us. They'll move through the area early on tonight as well with a low down, much cooler, less humid to 55. Stiff northwest to north winds will be into play for the day tomorrow. Partly cloudy, more October-like levels for the day tomorrow, and a high temperature up near 67. Fall officially arrives tomorrow evening at 8:04, much cooler, a few clouds, a low down into the 40s, increasing clouds for the day on Friday, highs up to 65, light east wind. Might be a little rain in spots late Friday, early Saturday, highs up to 75 Saturday afternoon, 74 on Sunday, 60s for Monday and Tuesday, dress for temperatures in the 50s for football action Thursday night at Memorial Stadium. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Thanks, Greg. Brandy Pierce, are you online?
Good morning, Diane.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm good. I can see my paper across the studio here in downtown Philo that has all the details about Mercy's Refuge, Pregnancy Resource Center, and the big banquet coming up in October at the iHotel and Conference Center with their keynote speaker being Sheila Walsh. I know I hit on the main points just by heart, but you've got to fill me in on all the blanks now. Let's start with what you do for a living.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are so excited for our banquet coming up, but we're more excited about how we get to serve women and families in our community. At the Pregnancy Resource Center, we get to meet women who are in unplanned pregnancies. We're able to provide pregnancy testing and ultrasound scanning so that she can get the most information she needs to make an informed decision. And everything we do is free and no charge to those that we get to serve. And the Mercy's Refuge here in Champaign, we also, it's a residential facility where women can come and stay for 4 to 6 months and get healing from whatever they might be experiencing in their life.
So this is any kind of pregnancy decision, and that includes abortion, right, Brandy?
Absolutely, yes. We are a limited medical clinic, and we're staffed by two nurses overseen by a medical director. And within that, part of our role is to make sure that she has all of the information she needs. We want to make sure that she gets truthful education on the decisions that she's going to be making. And like you said, Diane, one of those is abortion. So we don't provide abortions here, but we do want to make sure that she is getting every bit of information she needs so she knows what kind of decision she's making.
And on the opposite side of abortion is adoption options too, and to know the resources in our community to choose that path.
Absolutely. Yeah. If she is interested in adoption, we make sure that she has all of the education and resources she needs for that. We don't do adoptions here at the Pregnancy Resource Center, but there are so many gifted individuals in our community that does. And we want to make sure that she has all of those resources. And we will walk that path with her if she needs support with that.
Brandy Pierce is visiting with me about Pregnancy Resource Center, not only in Champaign, but Rantoul too. Isn't that new?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a center in Rantoul as well. We're open on Wednesdays, so we're open today there in Rantoul. And we've been there for a couple of years. We really feel like not only should we be serving here in Champaign, but also in Rantoul.
What does the typical client look like, Brandy?
Oh, Diane, I was listening to you earlier when you were talking about Clemmer, and you talked about everybody has a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really what I would want every one of your listeners to understand is when women come here, they're not making an easy decision. They've got difficult situations going on in their life. Some of them are in extreme hurt and pain. They might have somebody in their life that's coercing them to have an abortion, or they might have experienced dramatic loss in their past, and they're afraid to go through that loss again. Sometimes they're excited about their pregnancy. So really, we get to see so many different types of stories unfold, and we get to be a safe place for her to talk about what's going on in her life and listen, and then just be a resource to, like I said, being that safe person for her to process with.
So I was at a traffic light in Champaign once, and there was a woman holding a cardboard sign that mentioned her being pregnant and, you know, that she needed some money. So instead, I reached in my glove compartment and got my Mercy's Refuge Pregnancy Resource Center flyer out and said,
awesome.
What you really need is life enrichment to help you navigate the next few months of your life and make some positive changes. Here's this if you have a chance to reach out. So I was thinking to myself, so many people just so desperate, they just can't see the forest through the trees. And,
yes.
And we have such great resources right here in town.
Yes, we are very blessed to have those resources. Just like the woman that you saw, Diane, it's one of the blessings that we have at Mercy's Refuge is being able to be a refuge for women that are pregnant. They don't have to be pregnant, or they can have a child up to 1 year old, but really being that place where they can seek healing and long-term change in their life, again, at no charge because of our generous donors in our community.
And you're working with not only the woman dealing with the pregnancy, but oftentimes family and partners who are trying to help navigate this all together, if that's the situation.
Absolutely, yeah. So here at the Pregnancy Resource Center, if we do have a woman that's going to be parenting or has chosen that option, which are many of the women that we serve, we also have a mentoring program where we pair her with a volunteer mentor. And she gets to go through a series of classes and curriculum on preparing for parenting, childbirth, all of those things. And she gets to earn things that she'll need for baby. So baby equipment and diapers, those types of things. But I also love that we have recently started a men's group in the last year as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
Not only do we have women receiving mentoring, we also have fathers that are able to meet with a male mentor and receive that same preparation and mentoring.
What a blessing. Brandy, I just feel like there's so many things that, you know, God is putting his hand on our community, and there's so many things that we need to look at that have happened in the past. We need to have positive change and move on. But the the disintegration of the family fabric and not having a two-parent household, I believe, is one of the roots to some of the violence we've been experiencing and the drugs, just because kids aren't getting the kind of parenting that we got when we were younger. And we've got to reach out, not depend on our education and not depend on, you know, places like a church and things like that, but really get to the root. And Pregnancy Resource Center and Mercy's Refuge does that. And I'm so grateful for you being part of our community. All right, let's talk about the supporting you and the October banquet.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said earlier, Diane, everything we provide here at the Pregnancy Resource Center and at Mercy's Refuge is free of charge to those that we serve. So that is because of donors that really have a heart for what we do and are willing to take that step to walk alongside others in our community. So we've got a fundraising banquet. It's our biggest event to raise funds throughout the year. That is October 4th at the iHotel Conference Center, and doors open at 6:30 with the banquet starting at 7.
Awesome. So how do we get more information on how to support or be a part?
Yeah, absolutely. Our phone number is 217-398-6511. That's 217-398-6511. Or you can go to our website, pregnancyresourcecenter.org, to learn more about what we do or to see and register for the banquet. If you could register by September 27th, that would allow us to get you a meal prepared at the iHotel, and also your name tag and all of that good stuff.
Awesome. So by tomorrow, reach out. And it's pretty much an online search away. Brandy, I can't tell you how much I've learned and how much I appreciate you and all you're doing to uplift women in these pregnancy decisions. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you for your guys' support.
You bet. Take care. ESPN 93.5, Stevie has been having his traveling to Europe, and he's coming back, should be on the air with me tomorrow. But here he's visiting with Andy at a restaurant.
I'm talking with Andy. What is the name of your restaurant?
The name of the restaurant is called Upatrona.
One more time?
Upatrona.
I wouldn't want to spell that. Okay.
Upatrona.
Upatrona.
Yeah,
I don't speak with a good accent. Like
yeah, right. But the Czech accent is the Upatrona, and English accent Upatrona.
It's delicious. How would people find you if they ever came to Prague? How would they know how to find Andy and your wonderful restaurant?
You find very close to the Charles Bridge at the Centrum. You know, everybody comes to the Czech Republic, to Prague, visit all 99% tourists visit the Charles Bridge.
Yeah.
You find me at the end of the Charles Bridge, the garden in the middle, also the restaurant U Patrona.
It is really, really something, folks. If you hear me talking, ask me how to get to Andy's restaurant. It was fantastic. Everything was great. Why was everything so good?
Because it's a small family restaurant. Also, we had the history because the restaurant signs at 1903. The last century, okay. And also I had experience because I make the job, the waiter or bartender. I had experience more than 25 years. Also, I live in the United States. I had experience in the United States. I lived 10 years in the United States.
Where?
I live in Chicago, in Illinois.
Well, we live 2 hours south of Chicago. So we were close to you. Where did you work in Chicago?
I work, you know, at the Belmont Avenue and Milwaukee Avenue at the Polish neighborhood. It's called Jackowo because my mother, she's born in Poland. My father is Czech. I'm born in Prague, you know. And I live and I work at the United States at the Polish restaurants at the Chicago, at the Milwaukee and Belmont Avenue, you know.
So you know good food.
Yeah, I know where is the good food. Yeah. Also, I work at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Also at Minneapolis, St. Paul, at Minnesota. Also at Milwaukee in Wisconsin. It's very close to the Chicago. And also I had experience from Miami, at Florida, and Tampa Bay. I work at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa.
You have a lot of experience.
And also I had the experience at the Casa Casurina house in Miami, at the Donatella Versace house. I work at the part-time there.
You have had a lot of experience. What was your favorite part about America?
My favorite part of America is the South Side, the Georgia, Florida.
Why? Warmer?
Yeah, the weather. Weather.
Because Prague, it gets chilly here.
It's the chilly. Now it's chilly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But you have a wonderful place. You have a wonderful demeanor. People like you because you're so happy.
Yeah, because I like my work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say true.
Well, listen, great job. We had a fabulous farewell dinner here tonight. We're going to go back to Chicago tomorrow,
okay.
And then home, and then you'll have to come visit.
Okay, come visit to Prague and visit also the restaurant U Patrona, also me, the waiter, Andy.
Andy, go find him at the end of the St. Charles Bridge, and you'll eat at this place, and you'll love it because every darn thing on that menu is fantastic. Andy, thank you.
Thank you so much also for visit, and I'll see you next time. Also, I'm so happy if you come, all people from the United States, and visit the restaurant U Patrona.
Okay, come see Andy. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love hearing the sounds of Europe. It was so fun to be over there myself as an exchange student in Germany and hosting students from West Germany. Just great stuff. And so fun to have Stevie back in the studio tomorrow and tell us in person how things went and to talk about our Illini in action. We are facing Chattanooga. It's a 7:30 kickoff. Chris Graves was the winner from A&R Mechanical and got four tickets on that first row of the balcony. And we've been having runner-up prizes to provide tickets to some of our listeners that have been texting in on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line, the word Illini. It doesn't have the $50 gas card from Circle K and the parking pass, but just tickets. If you could swing by our studios in Philo to pick those up, we can make that happen. And so excited about being Hall of Fame weekend. I don't know if you caught Lante and Derek Piper on the drive yesterday between 4 and 4:40 talking with Jeff George, a quarterback from back in the day. The Hall of Fame class of 2022 is coming into the area. And this is quite a class featuring athletes and coaches from 11 different teams. It's the sixth Hall of Fame class, includes five Olympians, three members of their sports National Hall of Fame, combined with 22 national championships, one team national title. Ron Gunther is part of it too. Steve Stricker, Becky Beach, who was awesome in 76 in golf and basketball. And she's a local, just love Becky Beach. You can be a part of this Hall of Fame ceremony at the State Farm Center at 6 o'clock. And the first 500 people can get a poster. So if you wanna check it out and be part of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, again, 6 o'clock on Friday. And our big game against Chattanooga is Thursday at 7:30. We'll be doing our live broadcast from Pia's with drink specials from Coors Light and Twisted Tea. the $3 hot dog, lots of prizes to be given away. So join Lante and Derek Piper at 1609 West Springfield Avenue on Friday as we kind of rope in what happened in Chattanooga on Thursday night and the Hall of Fame weekend, and plus a lot of high school football we're looking forward to seeing too. When it comes to baseball, San Diego beat St. Louis 5-0 yesterday. It's an 8:40 start with Miles Michaelis on the mound for the Cardinals. Here on ESPN 93.5 this evening, Cubs over Miami 2-1. That's a 5:40 start across the hallway over at US 105.9. Marcus Stroman on the mound. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 10-7 in 11 innings. Aaron Judge ties Babe Ruth with that 60th home run. New York Yankees win 9-8 over Pittsburgh yesterday. That's sports. Back with the weather from our meteorologist Greg Solier next.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for you since we're all in Champaign, Urbana, and Vista today. Let's enjoy these waning hours of summer-like weather. There'll be a trend towards more October-like weather, commensurate with the start of autumn tomorrow evening. Those north winds will take hold later on tonight and tomorrow. Temperatures and October levels, a little uptick expected over the weekend, and back into a cooler-than-average weather pattern early next week. And outside of maybe some organized rainfall around here for this afternoon and this evening, that'll do it for moisture across our part of the world. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow, very warm to hot and humid. Highs up close to 90, but then temperatures slide this afternoon. Maybe a stray shower this morning, a couple of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. They'll move out this evening. North wind low down to 55. Much cooler tomorrow, partly cloudy, 67. Obama out here in the 40s for tomorrow night. Increasing clouds for the day on Friday, the high near 65. Might be a little rain in here Friday night, early Saturday. Otherwise, we're dry for the weekend. Highs back into the 70s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. We're talking to six wonderful people from England. I presume London.
Liverpool.
I forgot the Liverpool. Beatles. The Beatles. All right. We're going to go and we're going to ask you about, firstly, and I'm going to hold the phone. This is like a little microphone here on my phone. What do you think of the 11 days of the Queen? She's buried today, put in the vault. Any thoughts at all about Queen Elizabeth? Who wants to start? Just talk, talk loud.
I think it's devastating. I think she gave so much to the country, 70 years. I think it was so sad how she's died. I think some people aren't taking it seriously, but I think what she'd done for the country and her family, I think she's a role model.
Well, she's the only queen you knew and your mom and dad knew, and you, exactly. Right? She's 70 years.
Mom, we love Princess Diana, but we think it's crazy that in our lifetime we'll never have another queen. So the only thing we've ever known is a queen. It's a bit crazy. And it's not going to be Her Majesty's prisons. It's going to be His Majesty's prisons.
Well, isn't what do we think about King Charles?
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
I
don't
like the fact that a man's going to be ruling the country, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, well,
we do queens better.
Yeah.
Queens are, okay. Queens are, you're going to have king and then queen, Will and Kate we like.
Yes, we like Will and Kate.
100% Will and Kate.
Yes.
Okay. What about Harry and Meghan?
I love Harry and Meghan. They break the social norms.
Oprah interview, Harry and Meghan?
I think if you don't like being in the camera,
don't tell all the secrets, Meghan, right?
No, I don't agree. I think we're in a time now where, you know,
so your opinion,
the truth has to come out, you know, authors saying mental health and everything.
We only ever get one side of their story. The royal family will never comment on a story, positive or negative.
Because we all know protocol, William and Kate can never say their side because of protocol. Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's a good question. What does the king do?
Not very much.
I mean, really, what is...
He brings in money through tourists, 100%.
He does a lot for the environment.
Okay, but I mean, how much power does your king have now?
Basically none.
It's a constitutional prince.
He's a representative of the head of state.
He has to still sign bills and things.
But they don't actually have a say. They will never disagree. They will always sign it off. It's just a constitutional principle that they, you know, for the history, I think, more than anything.
It's just constitutional if they didn't agree with the government, whether they agreed or not.
Why do you think there's so much intrigue into the royals?
Because not many countries have them anymore.
The pizza is coming, so we're now distracted by pizza, but it's okay. I was asking about why so much interest in the royals. Okay, why so much interest in the royals?
I think other people have interest in it, like other countries and stuff, because they don't necessarily have it. Like, me personally, I'm not that interested in it, but other people are.
It's the norm here.
Yeah.
So many countries won't have a monarch, don't have a monarch, never have.
Well, it's kind of a fairy tale, isn't it?
A little bit.
The king and the queen.
Yeah.
I think when you're from another country, you think it's more like romantic concept than it is, fairy tale. It's not. Like, they don't really, you know, you don't see much of them.
No, you don't.
I've heard your politics. You guys yell at each other.
Yes. Well, half of us love the queen.
Well, that's exactly right. Who am I to talk about that? We're a mess. Yeah.
Your president is Donald Trump.
Well, we have issues too. So, in any event, thank you to all of you. Have a wonderful stay in Prague.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Some wonderful British people from Liverpool.
ESPN 93.5.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Another season, another reason to update your home for fall at Prairie Gardens. There are fall blooms for every room with 50% off all silk stems, branches, and berries. And new fall placemats, napkins, and more, just $1.97. You'll fall in love with irresistible candles and scents. Large 15-ounce candle jars, just $6.97. Plus, haunt your home with Halloween collections full of spooktacular finds and savings. Prairie Gardens, extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Loud and clearly better, good vibes.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody, your favorite guard.
You know, Luke, you're the go-to guy when we need that corner three.
And I know Good Vibes is the go-to place when you want a great TV.
That's right, Luke. Our mission is to make your shows and games look and sound live.
Sounds simple, but you have to really put in the work to be good at anything.
You got that right. I can tell by your defense, hundreds of hours of serious practice are behind it.
I guess in 50 years, Good Vibes has a few hundred hours getting good at-home entertainment as well.
Lots of practice, a talented team, and the best equipment, like LG OLED TVs.
Same here. My teammates, the gym, and the coaches all make me and my game better.
But you have to want to be the best. That comes from inside and can't be taught. I think you, me, and LG have that in common. I can't wait to watch you on the court this fall.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW.